welcome to How Legends Are Made podcast radio show. I am Dan Blackburn, and as always, I am your host. Hey, welcome, you legendary maniacs. Today is July the 22nd, 2014. I'm here in fabulous Toronto, Ontario, Canada. It's supposed to be 30-something degrees today with the Humidex. And hey, that's okay, given the cold long winter we had. I'm all good with the heat. Hey, you legendary maniacs. Is your life legendary? Today, I'm going to share a tip with you, something that legendary people have been doing, following, being for decades, for centuries. This is what it takes to live a legendary life. If you're already a legend, today we're going to take you up a couple of notches. We're taking you up a couple of levels. Hey, before I get started, for any info on our programs, on more podcasting, on the free chapter I'm giving away for my upcoming book, 17 Stories That Will Rock You, Shock You, and Inspire You, go right now to How Legends Are Made. That's all one word. It's a big word, I know. HowLegendsAreMade.ca. And get yourself registered. Like I said, subscribe. We're on iTunes, Stitcher, Zune. So we have every mobile device covered. That's right. We're here to bring you the content to help you live a legendary life. So today's episode is Stop Dabbling. That's right, Stop Dabbling. I was at the pool the other day with family, friends, and interesting. Some people dabble, some people don't. The dabblers are the ones who stand at the edge of the pool, dip their toe in, and step away, and then dip a little more, and then step away, and then dip a little more, and maybe they go to the other foot, because we got to see the temperature is the same on the other side, and then they then a little bit more. And usually that person is either afraid, unsure, uncertain, whatever's holding them back. And then you have the non-dabblers. I call those the people who are all in. They take a running start. They look, is the lifeguard not looking? Because you can't run on the pool deck. We all know that. Safety first, people, especially when you're legendary. And they look left, they look right. When the lifeguard isn't looking, they take the biggest, longest run, cannonball, right into the pool, splash water everywhere. They come up with the biggest, most grandiose smile on their face. Do you know someone like that? Do you know someone who jumps into their life, whatever they do, and has that wicked, crazy, I'll never forget it smile on their face? Is that you? Is that somebody you know? Or are you the person who stands on the side of the pool dipping their toe and wondering when is the right time to get in the game? Or maybe you know someone like that. Listen, here's the reality. Life will provide you with opportunities. Some you'll pursue, others you won't. That's up to you. But the ones that you choose to pursue, the ones that mean something to you, that have a calling to you, you have to jump all in with everything you got. I mean, it's really the difference about getting out of the rut of uncertainty and into the fast lane of living your legendary life. I mean, three real quick things to help you go from the undecided, uncertain, not really sure what I'm going to do, dabbler, to, hey, baby, I'm here, I'm all in, and I'm living large. The first thing is do your homework. Look, be sure that this opportunity is right for you. I say it over and over. Don't chase silver spoons. Don't do something because someone else is being successful or someone else is having a good time doing it. If it speaks to you, if it's calling you, if it's something that makes sense for you, that you're passionate about, that you can really sink your teeth into, then jump in, baby. What are you waiting for? 2 feet, head, arms, feet, body, I don't care. Jump in. Get yourself in as much as you can. The second thing is lean on your leaders. Listen, staying committed to the outcome, regardless of what's happening around you, has to be your focus. And you'll learn that from other successful people. The kid who runs and jumps in the pool, he's fully in the pool. They have to drag him kicking and screaming out of the pool. Is that because he wants to defy his parents? Well, maybe. But the truth is, the reality is he's having such a good time. He's so immersed in what he's doing, what he's loving. His cup is so full that he doesn't want to see the finish line. There's nothing that can get him out of the pool except mom and dad kicking and screaming, knowing that there might be something less enjoyable on the other end of the car ride home. But he's in the pool. She's in the pool for as long as she can. Do you know someone in your life who's like that? Who is fully in and leaning on leaders to learn from them. And the last thing is, yeah, baby, just jump in. This is simple. There's no formula. There's no strategy. There's no secret pieces to the puzzle. Just jump in head first, feet first, whatever. Give up the stories. Here's the key thing about jumping in. You have to give up the stories of what other people might be saying about you. I'll say that again. To jump fully in, you have to give up the stories and the fear and the worries and the thoughts about what other people are saying about you. Listen, people are going to talk about you no matter what. They're going to talk about me no matter what. I may as well be having fun doing what I love to do, because what they say, how they say it, or what their thoughts are has no impact when I'm fully in the game. Now, if I'm a dabbler, how many people here know a dabbler? Maybe you're one of them. It stands on the poolside, and all of those thoughts, all of those issues, those fears, those concerns that you hear from other people, either directly or indirectly, whether you're hearing them live for the first time, hearing them again, or they're just in your head, you let those stories keep you locked to the side of the pool. Well, let those stories go. Those conversations are going to continue to happen. And like I often say, what other people say about me is none of my business. That's right. So jump in the pool. Get in. Jump into your life, whatever it is that you're pursuing. A new job, a new relationship, more money. You want to start your business. You want to end a business and start something different. You want to change schools. You want to leave the program you're in. You want to go to another program. You want a more loving, caring, committed relationship. Whatever it is, go for it. If it's right for you, and you have the support around you, then jump in. Go for it 100%. And here's the magic. The starting line for your life, is when you are 100% in. It's not when you're standing on the edge of the pool. The person on the edge of the pool who's dipping their toe in, who's saying, well, I'm only going to invest about 5 or 10% of me, and then I'll just get 5 or 10% in return. No, it doesn't work that way. Until you are fully in, you get nothing. You could be 99.7% committed in, ready to go, playing ball, bring it on, but you're not going to receive the spoils. You're not going to get the fruits of your labor because you are not fully committed. This is a really simple formula. You jump in with everything you can to whatever it is that you want to pursue, and then, only then, will you start to get the magic, the rewards, the things that you're striving to get. How many people here know someone who've been talking about starting a business for years, and they may have all the pieces, they may have gone to every seminar, they may have done everything except jump in, and that business opportunity is still just an idea. It's a concept. It's a thought. Maybe that's you. Well, give that up. Make today, July the 22nd, 2014, make today the day that you make the shift, that you make the change. Get in 100%, fully in, fully committed to what you want. And trust me, the magical stuff will happen. Back to the story of the kid in the pool. I'm going to ask you one question. Do you want to be the one in the pool having fun? Or do you want to be the one on the pool deck making excuses why you can't be legendary? I'll say that again. Do you want to be the kid in the pool having fun, enjoying their life to the fullest? Doesn't matter the size of the pool, people. Big pool, little pool, turtle pool, it's still a pool. To a kid, he's in, the water's up to his neck, she's having a blast, it's the time of their life. So get fully committed. So if you want to be the one in the pool, having all the fun, living the life of your dreams, or do you want to be the one on the pool deck making excuses again, like you've done in the past, why you can't be legendary? It all comes down to your choice. Stop dabbling. Get in the pool. Your life, legendary style, is waiting for you. Hey, this is Dan Blackburn. You've been listening to the How Legends Are Made radio show. Remember, go to www.howlegendsaremade.ca for more podcasts. Get subscribed. We're on Stitcher, iTunes, and Zune. It's all there. And remember, while you're there, download the free first chapter of my book, 17 Stories That Will Rock You, Shock You, and Inspire You. Hey, everybody, stop dabbling. Today is your day to start living your most legendary life. That's it for me. I am out of here. But remember, dream, plan, execute your way to a legendary life. Booyah!